Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 41. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 69. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 54.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The international community is taking a renewed, refreshed interest in the TPP replacement. China, looking to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership, or the CPTPP. Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, he notes China as well as Taiwan submitted their applications within a week of each other.
Now, the optimists argue that China's entry into CPTPP would catalyze the reforms that China has long said it would carry out, including selling off or reforming its state-owned enterprises, enforcing intellectual property rights, and opening its financial markets. For agriculture, China would likely have to further lower tariff and non-tariff barriers to imports. And because CPTPP members have so much to potentially gain from China's membership, its application should be taken seriously.
He says, like any other multilateral trade agreement, tariffs are not the only issues that need to be addressed.
Australia currently has major access problems for some of its ag exports to China, including beef. Now, one would think those would have to be addressed. Suppliers may also demand more streamlined access procedures for meat plants, such as under the U.S.-China Phase 1 agreement.
Haggard says China will need to meet the needs of all CPTPP member questions on a variety of commodities, and other countries also looking to join the CPTPP. And the world food price barometer surged to a new peak, reaching its highest level since June of 2011. The Food and Ag Organization of the UN released the monthly report yesterday. It tracks changes in international prices for a basket of food. The food price index averaged 133.2 in October, up 3 points from September, rising for a third consecutive month. Dairy prices increased 2.6%, cereal prices increased by 3.2%, and vegetable oil prices up 9.6%. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hey, producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One person died in an accident just after 6 p.m. Thursday in Linn County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2005 Chevy Silverado driven by Philip A. Murray, 53, of Bella Vista, Arkansas, was traveling on U.S. 69, 3 miles north of Pleasanton. The pickup left the right side of the roadway and the driver overcorrected, re-entered the roadway, overcorrected again, entered the ditch, and rolled. The pickup came to rest on its roof. Murray was pronounced dead at the scene. He was not wearing a seatbelt, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. Law enforcement authorities investigating the January murder of a man in Georgia have made an arrest in Kansas. The U.S. Marshals Service and the Chanute Police Department arrested 41-year-old Adrian Weston Wednesday in Chanute. Weston is being held on requested charges in connection with the murder of Alex Tolbert. Weston is currently being held in the Neosho County, Kansas jail, awaiting extradition back to Georgia. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, new group tracks. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
A corrections officer at Kansas's Lansing Correctional Facility is hospitalized in stable condition after being attacked. The Kansas Department of Corrections says in a news release that the incident happened Wednesday when the officer was injured by a resident. Officials say the incident remains under investigation. The Kansas Organization of State Employees, the union representing the prison's corrections officers, told KSN-TV that a male inmate attacked the female officer around the time of shift change at 5 p.m. The union's president says the prison is understaffed and the union has long advocated for additional staffing. A homeless man will be sentenced in December for killing a 72-year-old Wichita woman who had sometimes provided him with food and a place to stay. Sedgwick County Court records show 57-year-old John Darwin Pepper was convicted last week of first-degree murder and criminal sodomy in the July 2019 death of Rita Golden. Prosecutors said Pepper killed Golden during the commission of a sex crime. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska DNA Lab is evaluating human remains found in Scotts Bluff County in hopes of identifying the victim. The Scotts Bluff Star Herald reports that a man setting up a goose blind near the North Platte River discovered the remains on October 18th on property between Minotaur and Melbetta. Chief Deputy Troy Brown says the hunter found part of a lower arm bone and a piece of cloth. Forensics pathologists confirmed the arm bone is from a human. DNA taken from bone marrow will be compared to DNA of people from the area who were listed as missing. An 18-year-old man who had been sought in a fatal shooting last month in Omaha is now in custody. Omaha police said Wednesday that the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force found Elijah Robinson and booked him into Douglas County Corrections. He is accused of first-degree murder and a weapons charge for allegedly killing 18-year-old Corvonta Hill. Robinson is the second man arrested in the crime, along with 19-year-old Justin Wagner. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Truck, SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month's end.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Additional results in uncontested races from Tuesday's general election. In Axtell, Wynn Bussing was elected mayor with Ed Farrell and Handy Torrey to city council. Rob Olmsted was elected Beatty mayor with Councilman Brad Armstrong, Michael Roche, and Ron O'Neill. In Blue Rapids, J.R. Buskirk, Adria Jackson, and Tim Manley were elected to council. Brian Smith, elected mayor of Frankfort, and Heather White to city council. Mill Holly was elected Oquito mayor with two-thirds of the vote over Maria Lee Zimmerman. Bruce Mitchell is elected Summerfield mayor with council members Roger Gilbertson, Joy Renz Jr., Kyle Renz, and James Smith. Nancy Jackson was elected to Vermilion City Council. Josh Stout elected Waterville mayor with Rich Anderson and Alex Nolte for council. RSVP Veterans Cafe is next Wednesday, November 10th, 9 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. All area veterans interested are invited to attend. Prior to that, RSVP of Northeast Kansas is collecting clothing for the Topeka VA. On Wednesday, veterans will assist in packing donated items being collected for men or women. Any clean, good used clothing, including coats and hats, as well as brand new socks and underwear, snacks, gift cards, bottled water, or personal protection equipment such as masks, sanitizers, and etc., can be dropped off at the RSVP office
in downtown Marysville through Tuesday. Arrangements can be made for pickup if necessary. Contact RSVP at 562-2154. Waterville Community Connection is hosting a family-friendly event Saturday. Flannel Fest involves street golf registration at 2:30, beginning at 3, with free kids activities from 3 until 6. A business scarecrow contest will feature public votes at $1 each, and a free will donation whole-hog barbecue serves at 6 p.m. Saturday evening in Waterville. A convocation Sunday at Washington will include congregations from area Lutheran, Missouri Synod churches, and will feature Pastor Michael Ziegler, speaker of a Lutheran Hour, for a Bible study at 9:30. Worship following at 10:30 is open to the public at the Washington County High School Gymnasium. The event is hosted every 3 years locally. Quarterly meeting of the Marshall County Historical Society is Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. at the Historic Courthouse in Marysville, and will highlight the Historical Society's 50th anniversary with a brief program on the laying of the cornerstone. All are welcome to attend. 30 members of the Kansas Ag and Rural Leadership Program were in Marysville Wednesday and toured Landall Company operations and were guests on a bus tour of the community. Jill Zimmerman is president of the CARL organization.
Sure, Paxton. So we are a two-year leadership program for folks that have a passion for agriculture, a passion for leadership, and a passion for our rural communities. So people apply to be a part of the program. It's a two-year program, and it runs. And during that 2 years, over the course of 2 years, we will have 12 seminars throughout the state of Kansas, Washington, D.C., Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and we will also travel internationally. And then this week, we find ourselves in Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Zimmerman explains her role.
Oh, sure. So I currently serve as president of the CARL program as a capacity that I've been in for about 4 years, or working on my fifth year now. I'm also a graduate of the program, which we can talk a little bit more about that later, Paxton, if you'd like. But I was a part of Class 5, and we now are in Class 5.
Local residents and past graduates of the CARL program were among hosts for the stop in Marysville Wednesday and included Paula Landall Smith, Bruce Dierking, Travis Mason, and Jim Borgerding. Kansas Ag and Rural Leadership is always seeking individuals in the field of agriculture and related industries and businesses that serve the ag producer.
Yeah, absolutely. They can learn more about the CARL program at www.carlprogram.com. We are currently taking nominations, and applications will be available for our next class beginning January 1st.
Edith Glataske, age 89, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Edith Glataske. Helga E. Frazier, age 84, of Marysville, passed away October 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Private burial at the Antioch Cemetery near Frankfort. Visitation, family Friday, 6 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Helga Frazier.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. High in the low 60s this afternoon with breezy south winds. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 41. We'll continue to see lots of sun and warmer temperatures this weekend and into early next week, with high pressure and a thermal ridge building in across the area. And then towards the middle of the next week, a system works its way in, bringing the clouds and a chance of seeing some rain to the area. Taking a closer look at Saturday, lots of sun, high is 69. Saturday night's mainly clear, low near 45. High is 70 on Sunday. Lots of sun, breezy, south winds. Sunday night, mainly clear, low of 47. Sunny on Monday, high near 67. Monday night, becoming cloudy, low of 43. Occasional sun on Tuesday, high near 59. Tuesday night, cloudy, low near 40. High of 59 on Wednesday, mainly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weatherology Weather Center on KNDY.
Average high temperature early November 60, record high on this date 83, the average low 36, and the record low 14. Sunrise this morning 8 a.m., sunset this evening 6:22. Reminder, this weekend, clocks fall back an hour.
Is there a natural cure for warts? Today we look at some home remedies for banishing those blemishes from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also have Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 5th, the 309th day of the year. Singer Art Garfunkel has a birthday, and Vivian Lee was born on this day in 1913. They can be embarrassing, unsightly, and sometimes painful, so it's no surprise everyone hopes to find a home remedy for curing the common wart. Techniques involving duct tape, dandelion milk, aspirin, apple cider vinegar, and even super glue and banana peels are touted as do-it-yourself cures. But scientific evidence that those really work is sketchy at best, and some can be downright dangerous. Most dermatologists remove warts by freezing them with liquid nitrogen. It can be an uncomfortable procedure, though, which has many of us reaching for the banana peels and duct tape and hoping for the best. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about home remedies at almanac.com.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciates your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
One trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville will get you all set to vaccinate your cows and calves. They have the vaccines you want for protection from respiratory infections, black leg, pink eye, and pneumonia. Valley Vet also has combination shots to save time and stress on the calf. And vaccines for pregnancy protection will help ensure a better calf yield next year. See Valley Vet Supply in Marysville to help you get ready to vaccinate. Open Monday through Friday 8 to 8, Saturday 8 to 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 5. Or order online at valleyvet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
Tension Envelope, the leader in envelope and packaging solutions, is currently looking to hire new members to its staff. With a great work schedule and benefits package, Tension Envelope might be for you. Don't believe me? Well, how about some of the experts at Tension convince you?
My name is Jeff Schoenberger. My duty is an adjuster at Tension Envelope. We work 3 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on, and then 7 days off for the majority of the jobs that are down here at Tension.
Well, hi, I'm Deb Logus, and I've been here 43 years. I am a plate maker right now, is what I'm doing. They take good care of us. We've got good benefits.
Head on over to their website for more information on open positions, or call their Marysville location to find out for yourself if Tension Envelope is right for you.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The K-State-Kansas game is one of the longest-running rivalries in college football. It started back in 1902, and it will be played for the 119th time on Saturday in Lawrence. The game carries a lot of heft for Kansas residents. For the Jayhawks, this year's game is a chance to earn a signature win at Lance Leipold's first season in charge. For the Wildcats, it's a chance to become eligible for a bowl game. Kickoff is set for 11 a.m. Saturday morning in Lawrence. As the Kansas City Chiefs prepare to take on the Green Bay Packers Sunday afternoon, they'll also work on getting their newest pass rusher up to speed and ready for game time. The Chiefs traded for Melvin Ingram from the Pittsburgh Steelers on Tuesday, hours before the trade deadline. The 10-year veteran said the fact that the Chiefs came after him again before the trade deadline showed their belief in him, and he wants to prove them right. Kickoff for the Chiefs and Packers is 3:25 Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Football action taking place Saturday in the KCAC has Arkansas Baptist College traveling to Kansas Wesleyan. Ottawa goes to Sterling. Avila hosts McPherson. Southwestern hosts Friends. Tabor is on the road at Bethany. And Bethel travels to St. Mary. In the MIAA, Central Missouri heads to Missouri Western. Pittsburgh State hosts Washburn. Fort Hays State travels to Northeastern State. Emporia State hosts Lincoln. Missouri Southern hosts Northwest Missouri. And Nebraska Kearney travels to Central Oklahoma. And Thursday night in college basketball, fresh faces on the K-State men's basketball roster shined as the Wildcats picked up a 78-59 exhibition win over Pitt State. Freshman forward Logan Landers finished as the team's second leading scorer with 11 points. Mizzou transfer Mark Smith pulled down a team-best 13 rebounds in the win, also chipping in 6 points. Returner Selton Miguel led K-State scorers with 18 points on the night. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Diller Odell, Lady Griffin volleyball team, was eliminated from the state tournament, coming in as the number 6 seed, falling to 3rd seed Maywood Hayes Center, going 4 sets, ending the Griffin season at 23-10, completing a 4th straight state title game appearance, defending back-to-back championships. Again, Diller Odell falls to Maywood Hayes Center in 4 sets in the state volleyball tournament. Postseason regional football action kicks off Friday. In 8-man Division II, Axtell entertains Hanover. 7 o'clock kickoff live on KNDY-FM 95.5 with our K-Preps pregame show beginning at 6 and an abbreviated TVL roundup at 6:30. Frankfurt at Thunder Ridge kicks off at 6. We'll have a live stream on our website at KNDYradio.com. Valley Heights kicks off at Centralia Friday at 7 in Class 1A.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Planning is an ongoing process for gardeners. We're always looking for new varieties, solutions to problem areas, or ways to improve our landscapes. And as you plan for the future, consider adding a few fragrant plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider how plants emit their fragrance when locating them in the garden. Some, like lilacs and jasmine, produce fragrances that float in the air. Monitor airflow and place near sitting areas and open windows where the breezes will blow the fragrance to the desired location. Some plants, like scented geranium, rosemary, and thyme, release their fragrance when touched. Place these along walkways where you and visitors will brush against the plants and enjoy the fragrance. And add a few to containers on decks and balconies. You won't be able to resist giving them a pet. Avoid overwhelming and clashing scents by keeping strongly scented plants at least 10 feet apart. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing asks everyone to support the law enforcement heroes by participating in Project Blue Light, which is an event to commemorate the lives of fallen police officers by the simple act of replacing outdoor lights with blue bulbs. From Beatrice Scrap Processing, proud to support our local police force.
When people began attending funerals here, many had the exact same reaction. They mentioned that when they passed, they wanted a funeral just like the one they had seen. What resulted is a business with deep ties to the mission these men serve. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The monks at New Mallory Abbey, just outside of Dubuque, own many acres of surrounding timberland. Besides their devotion to Christ, they are perhaps best known for how they decided to use that natural resource.
Many times when people hear for a funeral of a monk, they say, oh, it was so simple, I'd like to be buried that way. I don't like a big fancy funeral and a big expensive casket. I'd love to have a pine box. So we started doing that, and we started out just making simple wooden caskets.
Father Brendan Freeman is the retired abbot in New Mallory Abbey in Piasta, Iowa.
They found out that people wanted something a little more fancy, and we have walnut on our property and red oak, so we started making walnut and red oak caskets. We can't keep up with the wood demand now, so we only use about 50% of the wood comes from our forest. The rest we have to buy.
They make about 30 caskets per week, and nearly half are made from walnut. Their work fits their mission here.
We die, it's not the end of our life. We believe there's an afterlife and a heaven. So preparing someone's funeral and preparing the casket they're laid out in is very fitting for us.
It's not just a commercial enterprise. It has a religious aspect that draws customers to find New Mallory.
It takes a special effort to get a Trappist casket, because you don't just go to the mortuary and pick out a casket. So you got to make a phone call and you got to have it delivered, and so it takes a little bit more. It's sort of a niche market, but the ones who do call us and do this seem to have a religious component in why they're doing it. They like the thought that a monk has built this casket.
New Mallory has developed a website for their caskets, as their work literally reaches all across the nation. Traveling the countryside in Piasta, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a public auction including collectibles, guns and ammo, coins, household machinery and tools for the James and Jerry Herter estate. Sunday, November 7th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Community Center in Seneca. Selling collectibles including miscellaneous quilts, old pictures in frames, an assortment of Hallmark ornaments in boxes, several toys, and other miscellaneous. Guns and ammo include a .243 12-gauge, 22 caliber British military rifle, 22 pistol, plus much ammo. Selling coins, household items include a kitchen table with six swivel chairs,
refrigerator, washer and dryer. Machinery and tools include a 63 Massey Super 90 diesel, wide front, good rubber, 47 8M Ford. It's overhauled with new paint, new rear tires, 8-foot 3-point blade and 6-foot blade, 6.5-foot finish mower, 3,000-watt generator, a rear-tine tiller, push mower, two chainsaws, and an assortment of tools. This public auction for the James and Jerry Herter Estate, Sunday, November 7th, 10 a.m. at the Community Building in Seneca. Wilhelm Auction Service will conduct the sale.
Got mice? Get a barn owl. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Consider yourself lucky if a barn owl is roosting nearby. You'll have the best rodent control in the neighborhood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Owls have always been linked with superstition and folklore. Barn owls are probably the reason why. They only hunt at night and have heart-shaped, ghostly white faces. Their eerie, raspy calls are nothing like the familiar hoots of their cousins. Barn owls like empty buildings, hollow trees, and open areas such as fields, grasslands, and marshes. Jenna Neese is an Ag and Natural Resources Extension educator at Purdue University. She says when a barn owl sets up housekeeping, rodents and other small varmints don't stand a chance.
They like small mammals such as mice and muskrats, rats, shrews, and voles. Occasionally they'll eat lizards, other small amphibians, and then some birds. But it's estimated that over a 10-year period, one barn owl could eat up to 11,000 mice. And 10 years is about the average lifespan for a barn owl, if they're able to survive.
Barn owls have razor-sharp vision and hearing. They fly silently over open habitats, looking for their next meal, and use sound to locate their prey. The shape of their face helps to funnel sound into their unusual ears.
Their ears are actually located under their feathers on the side of their face, but unlike humans, where our ears are equal and opposite of each other, one of their ear holes are actually slightly higher on their head than the other. By having the ear holes at different heights, they're able to sense how far away a sound is, and it's allowed them to locate their prey easily, even when the prey is covered up by grass or other debris.
Barn owl numbers are declining due to habitat loss. You can help by hanging a nesting box in a barn or even high up in a large tree. Learn more about barn owls at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
This is Pastor Michael Ziegler, and I invite you to the Kansas Lutheran Layman's League Convocation on Sunday, November 7th at Washington County High School, located at 115 North D Street, Washington, Kansas. It's open to the public, and we welcome all to join us. I'll be leading the Bible study at 9 a.m. with the worship following at 10:30. Join us in learning about Jesus, sharing his love with others, and gathering for worship on Sunday, November 7th at Washington County High School.
Is agriculture the Rodney Dangerfield of sciences? Stick around for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. Remember comedian Rodney Dangerfield's catchphrase? It was, "I don't get no respect." And Orlando Saez, CEO of Acre Technologies, says that's exactly how much of the world feels about agriculture as a science.
Agriculture is not a science that is respected. Most of the people in the rest of the world see farming as a low-ranking science. So it's a science essentially that you need to grow out of, and that's still the case.
Acre Technologies is a precision ag company in St. Louis that does geospatial work. Saez believes that kind of work being done in agriculture should qualify it for some scientific cred.
I think one of the things that I'm excited related to what we do, and I think that we have a big responsibility, is how to shore the gap of agronomy science and human capital and bringing our technology to enable things that work. And so at the same time that I'm excited, I'm also somewhat scared because I was reading an ethics paper around machine learning and the mechanics of that and how that goes along with what we need to do to automate some of the aspect of agronomy science around the world if we actually take our technology there.
Saez was featured in a recent Ag Tech Next webinar on geospatial tech, and you can find a link to that from my website at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
KNDY.
Can order from them online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at AbilineMachine.com. Well, we're just about wrapped up with corn harvest across the state of Kansas, but sorghum and soybean harvest is still underway as they're right around mid 70% range complete across the state. And we sat down with Jesse McCurry, the executive director of the Kansas Grain Sorghum Producers Association, to give us the latest on their harvest and how it's been going throughout the season.
Well, we are getting there, and like you said, it's not uncommon for sorghum producers to deal with weather and dry down and moisture and such, and that's still somewhat the case. Also, farmers were really wanting to get soybeans harvested, but But we're on track. You know, we're 96 mature as a crop, which is average. We're 71% harvested, which is a tick behind last year, but still well ahead of the 60% average. And I've seen a lot of the crop, a lot of pictures on social media. It looks awfully good to me. I think we may very well have some 80, 85 bushel averages. I've seen a lot of 120s, and of course there's been some 40s. But generally speaking, it seems to be a good harvest, and the price is hanging in there.
He goes on to talk about some of the weather conditions and how the rain's been delaying some of the harvest and how some of the moisture has affected some of the crop.
Oh, you know, what you run into sometimes is standability concerns where you might see some of the crop fall, especially if there's some wind or some heavy accumulation of moisture on it. I haven't really heard of any conditions or diseases per se that's unusual. You know, a lot of times the elevators are good at getting the mound covered, or there's a certain crust on the outside of an external pile that you can work with. But overall, it's pretty typical.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV? That's the only choice you'll have to make, because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select Chrysler vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires months end.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the strike at one of the nation's largest equipment manufacturers will continue after employees rejected the deal reached over the weekend. According to a brief statement from the UAW, workers at John Deere facilities voted 55-45% against the new contract last night. That deal would have covered employees at a dozen manufacturing facilities for 6 years. According to a statement from John Deere, the tentative deal would have provided an immediate 10% wage increase, 30% wage increases over the term of the contract, health care with no premiums, no deductible, no co-insurance, new paid parental leave, autism care and other benefits, ground banking retirement benefits, and the ratification bonus of $8,500. The vote represents the second tentative agreement rejected by the John Deere Union employees. The first one came October 14th, with also launched the beginning of a strike by more than 10,000 employees across 14 facilities. Well, since declining to a record low in April of last year, the Creighton University Mid-America Business Condition Index, with a 9-state region stretching from Minnesota to Arkansas, remaining above growth neutral for 17 of the last 18 months. The Business Condition Index, which has identical methodology of the bigger number, ranges between 0 and 100, climbed to a very healthy 65.2 from September's 61.6. Dr. Ernie Goss, the director of Creighton University's Economic Forecasting Group, said the monthly survey results indicate the region adding manufacturing business activity at a positive pace, and that regional growth remains solid, but somewhat lower. About 28% of the bottlenecks of U.S. ports were the second most important factor, accounting for supply chain disruptions. The firms continue to support difficulty in finding and hiring workers. About 27% of supply managers said finding and hiring qualified workers, the third most important factor, accounting for supply chain bottlenecks and disruption. The number one challenge, inventory stockpiling, contributing significantly to supply chain bottlenecks. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers.
Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
The best place to store your hay bales for the winter is inside, but not everyone has that option. Here's how to have minimal losses on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? With Titan XC on your dry fertilizer this fall, more of your applied nutrients will be available to your crop come spring to help drive yield on every acre. Find out what 50 million acres already know with Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Year, producers have concerns about storing large round hay bales and how to reduce spoilage. Round bales usually suffer greater losses than smaller rectangular bales because they tend to stay outside and uncovered between baling and feeding. Carla Hernandez is a forage specialist at South Dakota State University. She says some spoilage is inevitable, but keeping your hay dry is a key component to saving your investment.
One of the critical points is cover them. Wrapping around it and pack them very well and firmly. So if you wrap your hay bale, you have a pretty good and decent chance. If you're not, then you have the probability of having more dry matter losses.
Plastic wrap, tarps, or canvases can all be used to protect your hay. Bale placement is also very important for airflow. Place them in rows end to end with 3 feet between rows. Don't stack the bales unless they can be covered.
You get this big rain event, there's not enough separation. That will still anaerobic condition inside that bale, so there's not going to be enough air to breathe in, and that will cause mold. And you don't want that, because when you're trying to feed your animals with that hay, will be a piece of junk because the quality is going to go downhill.
Bales that sit directly on the ground can suffer significant spoilage. Elevate them with racks or pallets. If you're able to get a few under a roof, feed the outside bales first and then those that are inside. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for storing your hay this winter at agriculture.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's closing in just a little bit, but we see a lot of red on the board right now. Even the wheat market that was kind of bouncing back and forth, they stay pretty consistent in the red as we get closer to the closing for the end of the week. Not a lot of trading in livestock right now because of the high prices there, but right now the big focus is on the harvest of the corn and wheat markets as we see some additional exports going on right now. In France, they have come out with their corn harvest near 73% complete as of November 1st. Right now, their corn harvest is lagging pretty drastically after some of the rain delays that they've had throughout the season. Right now, winter barley planting progress in France also sitting at 90% complete. That is up from the 78% that they saw last week. In the poultry industry out of France, the ag minister has also come out and has announced the market on high alert for poultry producers as bird flu has spread across the continent and harming some of their markets. Right now, in the corn market, we're seeing them in the red 5.5 points right now at 553.75 for December corn. The Kansas City wheat for December is down 6.5 at 779.5. In the bean market, we're seeing them kind of lead the trend right now for the red market with 12.5 down for November bean sitting at 1196.75. The meal for December is down 260 at 333.20. And the bean oil for December is down 65 cents at 58.93. Cotton has rebounded a little bit back into the green a bit. December cotton sitting up 20 cents right now at 116.66. Some of the later futures, however, are still in the red, 18 cents lower for the March cotton, sitting at 112.73. Canola, they're down right now, too. They've been pretty consistent today, down 580, sitting at 9.97.90. U.S. dollar index today, they had a decent day yesterday. They're losing that again today, down 12 cents. It's kind of that roller coaster day by day. They're sitting at 94.22. 30-year bonds are in the green by a point, sitting at 162. 10-year notes are up a hair at 131.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models, with good credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for...
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Listen Sunday afternoons for the Neon Beat, live on KNDY.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.